say if some children were playing around in the kitchen, the woman might say, well, now that stove's hot, so don't
touch it. Be careful, don't touch that stove.
Okay. When you were growing up, did you ever play a game where you chased each other, you know, a game of tag or something like that?
Yeah, and snap. We used to call it snap.
What was that?
Snap, yeah. Playing snap. You take a, let's see, take a hatchet and put two together, right, stand together, you know, and play snap and run around one another like that. Well, it's really called tag. Snap and tag is about the same.
Was there a place that you could run to and be safe where they couldn't get you?
Well, now that's another game. That's what we call stealing sticks. Or stealing hogs, or stealing whatever you want to call it. And we draw a line, and we all come up to the line, and we got a ring back out there with sticks in it. And Mr. or Mrs. go make a dart to go out there and get one, you beat her to it, and you won't let her get it, see. Mm-hmm. She can't get to it. If she beats you there, she gets a stick. But if you don't, you tag her. Well, she can't go back across her line on that side. Until the whole game's played out.
That's did you ever good. Call that place that you ran to the goal or home base or?
No, at my time they just called it a line. Mm-hmm. Beat to the line. Yeah.
That's it, yeah. Say if you have a man who's working for you, except he's not doing a very good job, you might say, well, oh, so-and-so hadn't been doing his job. It looks like I'm going to have to get
rid of him, turn him off, discard him.
Right. And a man who just smiles a lot and has nice things to say about people, you say, well, he sure seems to be in a good
mood.
Or he has a good sense of...
A good sense of to be a nice fella.
Or a good sense of humor?
Humor, yeah. That's good.
What about if a boy leaves his best pen out on his desk and he leaves the room and when he comes back, it's gone?
Oh, my. He says somebody stole his pen. And the short way for that, somebody borrowed it, knowing whether they were bringing it back or not.
That's one way of getting around saying he stole it.
Yeah.
Say if you write somebody, you might say after you write the letter, you take the envelope and you do what to it?
Address it.
And you might say, well, I'd like to write old so-and-so, but I just don't know his
address.
And if you go to all that trouble of writing the letter, you expect to get a
hearing.
A big one?
You expect to hear from him.
You expect to get an answer.
Return.
And when you were a child, was there ever another child that always went around telling on other children?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What'd you call him?
A tattletale. Yeah, I remember that.
I don't imagine they were too popular, were they?
And a little tattletale.
Or say if you wanted to brighten up your house a little bit, you had some flowers growing outside, you might say, well, I think I'm going to go outside and...
I was watching people over there. How was that, Matt?
Oh, if you had some flowers growing outside and you wanted to brighten up your room a little bit, you might say, well, I think I'm going to go outside and...
Get a bouquet.
Or pick some
flowers.